The roar of a lion in its full glory in the wild. But here in the Emirates is also an all too familiar noise, as the popularity of buying and selling exotics is rife, with yet another advert on social media today. The ad found on Twitter was posted by a Dubai-based pet store, along with a picture of a lion cub on a leash. I spoke to the man who posted the ad, who didn't want to be identified. He denied selling it and insisted it was to help a friend out with the intention of it being rescued. I found out for myself just how easy it is to buy.
Hello.
Hi there, I'm just interested in the cheetah for sale.
What price are you looking for?
I didn't want to spend more than 40,000 dirhams.
Alright, 40,000 is good price. And the condition is great, okay, and it has its passports, the vaccinations and everything. And it's very friendly too. Actually, it's because I got it 3 days ago from Africa. And you know, it's kind of nervous a bit, but I'm working on him.
Obviously, it requires quite a lot of care and attention.
No, not exactly. He's like a normal cat, you know. You just feed him once a day and you give him a bit of milk. Of course, you need to give him water more than milk. And you never give him chicken.
And do you usually sell to locals or have you had any Westerners buying from you before?
A couple of weeks ago, I sold it to a British man and his wife. About 3 months ago, to a French people, they wanted a 2 cheetahs, actually.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So it only takes one phone call and the deal is brokered, but it shouldn't be so easy. Under UAE law, potential owners must apply for a permit with the Ministry of Environment and Water. This process is time-consuming and many people choose to bypass it, encouraging a thriving black market. Jackie Ratcliffe from Canine Friends.
I think it's absolutely appalling that there's supposed to be laws in place to protect these animals, the CITES laws that the country's supposed to follow, and yet these people are still able to bring them in and sell them. I mean, they've got dangerous dog acts. What makes them think that a lion or a cheetah or a tiger isn't more dangerous than a dog?
The effects of the exotic trade clearly goes far beyond the sad cases we even hear about. Human-reared animals are rarely capable of fending for themselves in the wild, which means they are becoming even more and more endangered. Shona McCallum reporting for ARN News.